Early this morning, we listened with breathless anxiety for her response in her trance. The hypnotic stage was even longer in coming than before, and when it came, the time remaining until full sunrise was so short that we began to despair. Van Helsing seemed to throw his whole soul into the effort. At last, in obedience to his will, she made reply, "All is dark. I hear lapping water level with me, and some creaking as of wood on wood." She paused, and the red sun shot up. "We must wait till tonight." "And so it is that we're travelling towards Galatz in an agony of expectation. We're due to arrive between 2 and 3 in the morning, but already at Bucharest we are 3 hours late, so we can't possibly get in till well after sun-up. Thus we shall have 2 more hypnotic messages from Mrs. Harker. Either or both may possibly throw more light on what is happening." Later. Sunset has come and gone. Fortunately, it came at a time when there was no distraction, for had it occurred whilst we were at a station, we might not have secured the necessary calm and isolation. Mrs. Harker yielded to the hypnotic influence even less readily than this morning. I'm in fear that her power of reading the Count's sensations may die away just when we want it most. It seems to me that her imagination is beginning to work. Whilst she has been in the trance hitherto, she's confined herself to the simplest of facts. If this goes on, it may ultimately mislead us. If I thought that the Count's power over her would die away equally with her power of knowledge, it would be a happy thought. But I'm afraid that it may not be so. When she did speak, her words were enigmatical. "Something is going out. I can feel it pass me like a cold wind. I can hear far off confused sounds, as of men talking in strange tongues, fierce falling water, and the howling of wolves." She stopped, and a shudder ran through her, increasing in intensity for a few seconds, till at the end she shook as though in a palsy. She said no more, even in answer to the professor's imperative questioning. When she woke from the trance, she was cold and exhausted and languid. But her mind was all alert. She couldn't remember anything but asked what she had said. When she was told, she pondered over it deeply for a long time and in silence.